United States.
America and the world. Commander-in-Chief. How to decode the would-be president's foreign policy.
Kamala Harris's first show on the world stage as the Democrats' presumptive presidential nominee was a disappearing act. On July 24th, she absented herself from an address by Benjamin Bibi Netanyahu, Israel's prime minister, to a joint meeting of Congress. As vice president and president of the Senate, Ms. Harris would normally have overseen the event alongside Mike Johnson, the speaker of the House. Instead, she attended a previously scheduled event in Indianapolis to talk to a historically black sorority. Republicans called her no-show outrageous. Whatever her reasons, it marks a generational transition. Mr. Biden is probably the last Democratic president to call himself a Zionist. He is of a generation that remembers the first 30 years of Israel's existence as an underdog democracy fighting for survival, notes Ivo Dolder of the Chicago Council on Global Affairs, a think tank. Kamala Harris's formative view is the last 30 years of Israel as the dominant power in the Middle East that keeps Palestinians under occupation. Roughly half of congressional Democrats boycotted Mr. Netanyahu's speech, and thousands of anti-Bibi protesters gathered outside. But Ms. Harris is not about to abandon Democrats' long-standing support for Israel. She was set to meet Mr. Netanyahu on July 25th. He planned to see Mr. Biden the same day and Donald Trump on July 26th. Although her husband is Jewish, Ms. Harris does not show the same emotional attachment to Israel as does Mr. Biden, who went there days after Hamas's massacres on October 7th, embraced Mr. Netanyahu and said, "America stands with you." More forcefully than Mr. Biden, Ms. Harris has decried the suffering of Palestinian civilians and pushed for a ceasefire. Ms. Harris did not mention foreign policy in her first campaign rally as her party's presumptive nominee. Her CV on foreign affairs was thin at first, and the subject of controversy about her role in trying to deal with the root causes of migration from Central America. Republicans attack her for failing to secure the southern border. That said, Ms. Harris has become somewhat more assured lately, having visited Europe, Asia and Africa, among other regions. Her national security adviser, Philip Gordon, is a veteran of European and Middle Eastern affairs at the State Department and the White House under Democratic administrations. More than 350 former national security officials described Ms. Harris as the best qualified person to lead our nation as Commander-in-Chief. Ms. Harris shares Mr. Biden's internationalism. But just as she may lack Mr. Biden's love of Israel, she may also not fully share his generation's instinctive Atlanticism. Unlike Mr. Trump, she would not threaten to abandon European allies. Yet American politicians of all persuasions are preoccupied with the rivalry with China. Were Ms. Harris to win power, notes Aaron David Miller of the Carnegie Endowment for International Peace, another think tank, there might be little real change. We rarely use real pressure or leverage on any of our close allies, says Mr. Miller. And when it comes to the Israelis, because of our domestic politics, that is true in spades. As its nuclear program advances, Iran is part of an emerging axis of autocracies with Russia, China and North Korea. Ms. Harris is likely to end up in the same place as Mr. Biden, seeking to create a regional counter-axis with Israel and Gulf Arab states, notably Saudi Arabia. For that to happen, America is pushing a ceasefire in Gaza with an exchange of Israeli hostages and Palestinian prisoners. These are to be followed by an end to the war and progress towards Palestinian statehood, which Mr. Netanyahu opposes. In June, Mr. Gordon set out two paths for Israel. Endless war in Gaza threatened regional escalation and growing Israeli isolation on the world stage. But America's phased deal promised a path to a secure and prosperous Israel, at peace with its neighbours, backed by the United States and integrated in the region as never before. Mr. Biden will try to achieve part of the deal. Much of the nettle, though, could become Ms. Harris's to grasp.